This Thursday, January 25th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to remind you this segment that the class deadline is tomorrow at 5 o'clock. I've had a lot of people reach out to me, texted me the word class. I sent them the flyer and a link to the website, acconservatives.org. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday, February 3rd, we will be in St. Ignace, all set up to teach Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. I teach the class as being the Speaker of the House, Democrat from Detroit, Joe Tate. All of you in the class are state representatives. All of you are Republicans. I'm going to show you how they were able to ram all this stuff through last year, 2023, using the Mason House of Rules, the way they do it, slight little difference compared to Robert's Rules of Order, but basically the same mechanisms in place to completely ignore our state constitution. I'm going to explain to you how they did it. I'm going to explain to you why they did it. I'm going to explain to you exactly how they plan to do the same thing this year, 2024, as soon as they get their majority back. So again, text me class. I'll text you the flyer and the link. You have until 5 p.m. tomorrow. At 5:01, I'm ordering the books and we're done. We're set. The class will be closed. So you need to text me class. I will text you the link. You can register online. We'll put you on the list. And we'll see you in St. Ignace a week from Saturday, February 3rd, at the Little Bear Arena. Yesterday, quote of the day came by State Representative Phil Green, a Republican from Millington, in reaction to the governor's 80s-themed State of the State address. You know how she used 80 records? She referred to it in the speech last night that they set records. They set all kinds of records. They did all kinds of things legislatively that became records on how they passed it. So she took records of the 1980s and tied it in to and used it as a precursor to every legislative accomplishment throughout her entire speech. It was driving me nuts. I love music. I love all kinds of music. Country music, rock and roll, I love it all. Classical, nothing beats Canon and D. Pachelbel's Canon and D, I love that song. Mellows you right out. Well, quote of the day by State Representative Green was, in 1980s, mortgage rates were around 18 to 19%. Inflation was around 13%. Unemployment was 12%. Is the governor saying that those were good things and she wants to take us back to that? Well, yeah, Phil, basically, kind of, yeah. She kept talking about good-paying jobs, talking about all these businesses tied to EVs and batteries and chips, microchips for computers. All these companies and businesses flocking to Michigan to produce this stuff. Why? Because we have such an efficiently run state government. Because our roads are absolutely pristine. Because we have no state income tax. Because we have the lowest electric rates in our region, comparing it to other surrounding competing states. Our kids are testing so great when it comes to SAT scores, aptitude for college, that, oh yeah, they're hitting it out of the park. Nope. None of that exists in the state of Michigan, folks. You know why? If they are getting any companies to come to the state of Michigan to relocate here, to bring 100 jobs, 500 jobs, 1,000 jobs, whatever it is, it's because of government handouts, tax breaks, grants, performance-based grants. Oh, I love that term. Sounds like they're going to hold them accountable, right? Performance-based grant money. If you perform, you'll get the money. No, that's not how it works. It's a bald-faced lie. They get the money, and then somebody in La La Land, down there in Lansing, is assigned to monitor them and to double-check and to make sure that they create the jobs they say they were going to make when they got the money, with absolutely no penalties, paybacks, ramifications of any way, shape, or form if they don't do it. Remember that one battery company? Got like $60 million, was supposed to perform and produce 300, 400 new battery jobs. It never even happened. The company was never even opened. They never produced one battery, let alone one job. But what happened to the money? We don't know. We do not know. This governor is proposing, probably in the same ballpark range, the same budget for this year, with all these giveaways, with all these tax credits, with all of these programs that she wants to do, hire Michigan. Yes, if you hire somebody, a new hire here in Michigan, you will get a payroll tax credit. If you're taking care of an elderly person, you'll get a $5,000 tax credit. Tax credits, tax credits, tax credits all throughout the speech. Bureaucratic spending on projects that the governor wants. No wonder the Republicans were sitting on their hands, because there was nothing in that speech last night that they should have or could have possibly supported if they had a conservative fiscal brain. It appeared to be totally partisan. Left side of the room standing and cheering. I forget how many standing ovations she got. The right side never moved. They sat in their chairs. Literally, some of them, I think, were actually sitting on their hands. You know, where you basically put your hands underneath your hamstrings? Yep, and just sit there, bite your tongue. She was even smiling. That almost eerie, scary... I can't even describe it. That scary smile that she has when she's looking at you, where she's almost with her eyes trying to pierce your brain, if looks could kill, while smiling at you. I'm telling you, it's bizarre. It is absolutely bizarre. And the state reps weren't smiling back. It was amazing. You got to watch it. Yeah, Officer Rick, look it up on YouTube. You will find it. Now, one thing that I did catch in MERS News Service talks about it was the fact that last year, a lot of progressive Democrats were totally ticked off because the governor did not get passed legislatively paid family leave and prescription drug affordability. She wanted to get those done before the end of the year, but didn't happen. Why? Because they cut the legislative session early off at November 14th. They had to get the 90-day clock ticking so that we could have early presidential elections on February 27th. So all the bills that didn't get immediate effect, because six Republican state senators didn't vote for immediate effect, those laws don't go into effect until Valentine's Day, which is fast approaching. Even in her August 2023 What's Next address, highlighted proposals she wanted to move in Lansing last year, 2023. Paid family leave, prescription drug affordability, top of her list. Clean energy by 2040. Eliminating all abortion regulations. Anything goes now when it comes to abortion. All of this was stuff she said she wanted passed before mid-November. Well, guess what? Family paid leave and prescription drug affordability did not make it into her speech last night. Instead, she prioritized the $5,000 tax credit, caring for my family tax credit. And of course, my is spelled M-I instead of M-Y. For a family's caregiver expenses, 2 years of tuition-free community college for high school graduates, and a ton of government handouts picking winners and losers. That's all basically the speech was about. Economic development. She wants more Renaissance zones. Businesses and entrepreneurs are awarded a period of tax exemptions. She wants an innovation fund. And she wants money to go to new startups here in Michigan. Free government handouts everywhere. Final segment of today's first hour. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Cause no matter what you do, girl, we'll go with you. No matter what you do,
I will always. Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one today, doing a field report recap of the State of the State address that you guys probably didn't have to suffer through like I did. You're welcome. But some of you, Officer Rick, Downstate Kim, you need to see this. I mean, it was painful to watch. But it's interesting to see how they don't care about people of the state of Michigan when it comes to increasing taxes. Because the bottom line to all this, the entire speech, Governor, there is no more China virus money in your bank account. It's gone. And the only way you're going to pay for this stuff is to raise our taxes. Period. End of story. It's going to happen, folks. It's going to happen. And the fact that this governor knows that she has a Democrat-controlled House and Senate, she was basically looking at the Republicans last night and laughing at them. This is all the stuff I'm going to propose. We're going to pass it. I'm going to sign it. It's going to get implemented. And then we'll pass a budget to pay for it all. And there's not a damn thing you guys can do about it. She used the word damn like four times in her speech. Fixing the damn roads. Well, now it's time to fix the damn schools and other things that she just blah, 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 blah about. But she was looking at the Republicans and smiling that little smirky, weird, scary smile while burning holes in them with her eyes at the same time. I don't know how you can have an evil look in your eyes and be smiling at somebody at the same time, but she has perfected it. And it was scary. But in listening to the proposals, listening to the things that she was talking about, there's only one logical conclusion you can come to. Tax rates are going to have to go up in the state of Michigan to pay for it all. Bottom line, end of story, that's it. And I don't know how the Republicans could have even showed up for it. To be honest with you, where exactly in the state constitution does it say you have to attend the State of the State address? Oh, that's right, it doesn't. It's a joint session of the legislature called by the governor, called by the Senate minority leader. I didn't see DeMuth there. Honestly, the only state senator I recognized was John Bumstead, who escorted the first family into the chamber this year. It wasn't DeMuth, it was John Bumstead, another sellout. But the bottom line is, they were there, sitting on their hands, not smiling, not engaging with this governor. And I cannot wait. I cannot wait for them to announce that they have to increase state income tax and the sales tax. It's coming. Trust me, for all of these proposals, they're going to have to raise taxes because God knows they're not willing to make any cuts to any bureaucratic departments, eliminating MDOT, getting rid of the Liquor Control Commission, getting rid of all these wasteful, absolutely mismanaged bureaucratic agencies. Oh, no, they're not about to do that. So it's coming. It's coming. Mark my words, it's going to come when they start talking about the budget. And with the Democrats in control, I don't see how the Republicans can stop them this year. Every single one of them not going to vote for the budget, not going to vote for tax increases. This is an election year. It's game on. We are here, right now. You're a Republican. You're going to vote for an increase in sales tax, for income tax increase in an election year. I don't think so. So the governor's on her own, but she's got her 56 majority coming in the House, her two-seat majority in the Senate, 20 to 18. The senators aren't up for election, so they don't care. I think John DeMuth might vote for this year's budget too, just like he did last year. Well, we have a state representative. She came out with a wish list for what she would like to have heard in the State of the State address last night. Didn't happen. But State Representative Jamie Green came up with a wish list. We'll get into that. Also, the RNC has finally ruled in on what's going on here in the Michigan Republican Party. We're going to talk about that. We got so much to talk about today. Go get some more coffee. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your